Do you have any helpful framework for how Christians should think about where they actually give?
Yes, we've got a couple of articles on our website. One, I think it was 19 questions to ask before you give. And then one time, I think I did a blog and something like 11 questions to ask and kind of boiled it down a little bit more. But certainly a big one is to see firsthand. I mean, certainly you read a website if it's a ministry that's distant from you. If it's your own church, you can hopefully see things that are being done. I would also warn people, however, that if they're reading things from ministries far off, they will always sound more impressive than what they're actually seeing in their home church. Because in their home church, yes, a lot of stuff is going to staff wages, and hopefully those aren't out of line, but a good proportion, this is the nature of things, is going to be going to them, and you don't realize it. But of course, the same is true, and sometimes more so, in the ministries you're giving to, but you're just being told about the actual missions work they do. And wow, it seems like they do more than my church does. Well, don't judge your church unfairly, because you know, it's like your church is your family, and you want the bathroom to be clean, right? And all of that. But in terms of seeing firsthand what ministries do, and not just believing every impression they're giving you, because they're being very selective with what they're telling you. It's like a missionary prayer letter. And I was a missions pastor, and I love missionaries. But don't think that missionary prayer letters, because everything you read is the things they're doing in missions, right? But they're not telling you about the standing in line in the market for hours and trying to get a permit to do something, and 3 days it took, you know, working on their car to get it fixed. And I mean, they're not, you know, you don't want to hear those stories, or they don't want to tell those stories. But the point is, find out what a ministry actually does. One of the missions that we support is a water mission. And I have had conversations, I've interacted with, I've talked to people who work with water mission, have interacted with them. Years ago, we supported Children Through Compassion for years. And I went to Compassion, to their headquarters in Colorado Springs, spoke there, met a number of people. And one of the questions that I asked people is, how do you like working here? And when you can talk to staff members somewhere, if their eyes fall down and you can tell they don't really respect their leaders and that they feel like, oh boy, something's not quite right here. You know, I wish we could. It probably isn't an appropriate question to ask, but you know, if I wish we knew how many of you give to this organization that you work for. But you can ask questions like that, even if they're not right on the nose with that. But I would say, find out anything you can. Now, my daughters, you know, I said they're with Operation Mobilization, and they're just leaving there. The ship in Tanzania, and it goes to ports all over the world. And one of them was just saying, oh, Dad, I can't believe the ministry they do. It is, you know, spectacular. Well, Nancy and I were with them 5 days in Jamaica, and that's what we saw. We just said, this is fabulous. And these people are raising support to go do this. And they're going all over the world. And in fact, Nancy and I said, okay, so does the crew ever get a vacation? They said, well, we try to give them some time to go out for 1 week of the year. But you know, we had something in mind with this little island here where near Jamaica where they could go snorkeling, but it's just not affordable with it. And I said, well, how much is it? And I thought, that's affordable. We just gave that amount of money so they could all go do that. And Operation Mobilization didn't have to. Now, do you think I'm boasting about it? What I'm boasting about is I got to do that. I guess that's a boast. I had the privilege. My wife and I were thrilled. We didn't go, oh, we'll make this sacrifice for God's kingdom and one day maybe he'll reward. I mean, it had nothing to do with it. It was like, we love these young people and what they're doing, and we want them to have a good time. And I love snorkeling, and Nancy loves beaches. And so for us to be able to do that for them was terrific. But what I'm saying is, when you see ministries close up and firsthand, if you can do that, otherwise get on the phone, talk to other people, and just say, what do you know about this group? But check check into them. Do not believe all the claims of ministry. And another thing I say to people is if you're getting letters that say, and a lot of ministries do this, sadly, now we will have to close our doors by December 31st unless we receive $6 million more by the end of the year. You know what? Sometimes I'm going, maybe it's God's will for that ministry to shut down. I don't know. But don't do it just because they have a great financial need and they sound like they're doing good. Check into it.